Working in Teams, Unit 11, Positioning for High-Performance Teaming, Challenges and Opportunities for Teams in the HIT Environment. Unit Objectives. At the end of this unit, learners will be able to develop a working knowledge of high performance, identify key criteria for high-performance teaming, and propose a team structure that enables high performance. White Heat. In his book, Well Played Game, Bill Russell describes a moment that he refers to as white heat that happened every so often during his tenure in the NBA. This was a moment when all things seemed to move into slow motion as the elements of the players on both teams took a different level of performance. And it was a level of performance that is what we're referring to as high performance. It rarely happens, but teams can be structured in a way that allows it to happen. That is, they can be set up and have the right support and the right attitudes to allow high performance to take place. And that's what this unit is all about. It's establishing the structure, the support, and the interworkings, as well as the personal motivation on all members, so that high performance can actually happen within that team experience. Perhaps the team can reach that white heat experience that Bill Russell writes about in his book. High performance. Like Bill Russell's brilliant passage about his white heat experiences with his team, the Boston Celtics, high performance is an experience that most teams never achieve. It is not a final destination that a team can attain and then claim they have made it. Rather, the best you can do is prepare for it. If you fail to plan, you typically are planning to fail. Even when high performance is achieved, it rarely lasts for long. Bill Russell's experience was that it could last anywhere from 5 to 12 minutes on the basketball court. Teams' experience in the workplace offer some other examples. Some claim that it lasted as much as 6 hours when they were truly dug in and achieved that experience while working for their clients or working on special projects. Sometimes there are 8 to 12 individuals working on a special project where they share that type of experience. These experiences happen today more often than they did back in Bill Russell's experience with the Celtics, which took place in the 1960s. Much more is known today about high-performance teaming and how to better prepare for it. In this unit, we will examine some methods and techniques a team might use to prepare for and extend their high performance.
As we go through this unit, we will be following the following scenario. A team has been charged with finding an electronic bedboard solution for a small rural community hospital. An electronic bedboard is a system that shows each patient in each inpatient bed in the hospital. It's important that the hospital administrators know exactly how many patients are in the hospital at any given time. People come into the emergency room, they need to be admitted, they need to know where those open beds are. This bedboard system will be showing where the patients are located, which rooms are empty and need to be turned over or cleaned, and which patient is located on what unit, and this will create the unit censuses.
Team process effectiveness criteria. In Unit 8, we display team process effectiveness criteria. These are important reasons why teams are considered superior to individuals when confronting complex problems. High-performance teams are able to push the limits on each of these criteria. The list on screen now is adapted from the work of Meyer, 1967, in an article on assets and liabilities of group problem solving, the need for an integrative function.
So the scenario for the electronic bedboard system, the team consists of the following team members: 1 nurse manager, 2 staff nurses, 2 unit clerks or receptionists, 1 housekeeping manager, and 1 shift coordinator. A whole hospital supervisor or administrator, as previously mentioned. The first meeting was scheduled and ground rules were developed. An action plan was designed, meeting schedule was created, and all of the deliverables were assigned at this first meeting.
In this unit, we will look at strategies to build, nurture, and sustain teams in environments that enable high performance. Let's look more deeply at each of these dimensions in turn. You will have an opportunity in this unit to apply what is learned at each stage in our examination of these areas. Building a high-performance team. 5 simple steps. Master your own destiny. Put your eggs in one basket. If you don't know it's broken, how can you fix it? Proper practice prevents poor performance. And a stitch in time. These are borrowed from Lindsay Swinton, Building a High Performance Team, Management for the Rest of Us. Master your own destiny. High performance teams are not built by the boss. They are developed by each and every member of the team working together and demanding the most of each other. Team management for high performance is like quality. It is everyone's responsibility, both individually and collectively. Your ability to commit to the tasks assigned you and to the processes of the team will enable your team to reach for the stars. You control yourself and in turn have a direct connection to controlling the team. So take control and take responsibility for managing your team.
As mentioned before, there is an electronic bedboard team that has been formed and the members are identified as follows. Once again, 1 nurse manager, 2 staff nurses, 2 unit clerks or receptionists, 1 housekeeping manager, and 1 shift coordinator, which is a whole hospital supervisor or administrator. No one has been determined to be the, quote, manager, quote, close of this very diverse team. Who might make the best person for manager of the team? Keep in mind, it doesn't have to have the title manager. Rather, someone with the ability and motivation to lead.
Put your eggs in one basket. You may well be a member of more than a single team at work. Rather than attempt to redesign each team in a similar fashion, it is important to keep each team in its own basket. Deal with the key challenges for each team in a way that's specific to that team, and don't get caught up trying to take the same approach to every team.
Chances are you're a member or leader of many teams at work. Think about which teams work well and which could do with some care and attention. Do you need to improve all your teams or is it just one? Start small and invest your efforts in improving the team that will make the biggest difference in your working life. As they say, Rome wasn't built in a day.
If you don't know it's broken, how can you fix it? One of the most revealing books about leadership is Why Great Leaders Don't Take Yes for an Answer by Michael Roberto of the Harvard Business School. One of the basic premises of the book is that most leaders do not gain accurate and genuine perspectives on the workings of their organizations because they are protected from the truth by their handlers or the people who most directly report to them. This same danger can exist in teams as well, as teammates attempt to protect each other from bad news. The problem with this situation is that teams need to grow through stages of forming, storming, norming, and performing, and sometimes must face challenges that require disagreement and even dissent. Inviting constructive feedback and feed-forward behaviors of team members is a required component of a high-performance team. Only in this way can a team continue to expand and enhance its ability to perform.
The electronic bedboard team has been meeting now for 3 weeks. The first meeting was very productive and much progress was made in that they had created the ground rules, action plan, meeting schedule, and individual deliverables. By the second week, not any progress was made on the individual deliverables. The team leader did not follow through with actually asking to see the progress on the workflow diagrams from the unit clerks or the process document from the housekeeping manager. When the shift coordinator asked about the deliverables, the response was that all was on target. Now the team is behind. What should the team leader or the shift coordinator do now?
Proper practice prevents poor performance. Professional athletes spend about 95% of their time practicing for the big game or main event. Practicing basic skills for high performance teaming is a requirement for success. Reserving just about an hour each week working with your team to plan who is responsible for what and when can make a significant impact on your team's behavior and success. This adds up to less than 3% of your work week, and yet it can make an impact. Think about it. You don't have to behave like a professional athlete, reserving most of your time for performance enhancement to make a difference. You can build and maintain high performance with consistent attention to important practices.
It is oftentimes difficult to find an hour in the healthcare environment to work on the foundation of the team. If this hour is laid out and truly used to develop the foundation tools, such as ground rules, action plan, the meeting schedule, and individual or partner deliverables, the results are nothing short of spectacular. The team members will also remember that the team itself respects their time involved. Each meeting is meaningful and is worthwhile. Otherwise, the team members feel they could be doing something that is more patient-related.
A stitch in time. Keep going. It is important to develop a consistent and regular pattern to working with your team. Take the baby steps necessary to get started, and then continue to work toward a progressive stride that will become natural and fit your lifestyle. And in doing that, you will actually get much more of your life back, as you won't experience the time wasters that non-high-performing teams experience. Remember to keep your steps clear and simple, and these will transfer as well to other parts of your professional and personal behavior. High-performance teams, even at high altitudes, are not developed from thin air. They are a direct result of careful planning and active pursuit. Activity 1, building a high-performance team. Now that you have reviewed these 5 simple steps for building a high-performance team, develop a plan to put these steps into action. Be specific with each component as you create a case for developing a new team. You pick the mission and plan the development of a team that could reach high-performance standards.
What steps are easiest for you and why? Which ones are the most difficult and explain why?
Nurturing a high-performance team. In order for a team to be positioned for high performance, there are key components that require attention. Organizational structure and individual team member contributions will serve as prerequisites for high performance team status. The actual performance of the team will be impacted by the processes put in place and practiced by the team. All team members need to pay attention to these areas. High-performance teams go beyond normal levels of accomplishment in each of these areas. Organizational structure. Clear performance for a high-performance team includes principles and action items that highlight the systematic approach to high performance. Establishing a clear objective so that team members understand to what end they are working is key to gaining acceptance and commitment to the mission. High-performance teams display a deeper sense of purpose and commitment and have more ambitious performance goals. The culture must be one that fosters open communication and a tolerance for ambiguity, yet offers opportunity for accelerated growth, resilience, and change. Tasks must be specified, yet allow for individual creativity in response to the need for swift action in high-velocity global environments. Roles of high-performance teams are clear and distinct, but also allow for flexibility as members cross over to help each other on specific high-profile and urgent tasks. Leadership for high-performance teams brings all members into the task as the model of leadership activities, actions, principles, and philosophies required to gain superior performance is shared. In order for such leadership to develop, it is required that members remain flexible to the charge and are provided adequate resources.
The electronic bedboard team has now been meeting for 4 weeks, and the shift coordinator, who was the team leader, has been unavailable for the last 2 meetings. Even though she hasn't been there, the team members have met each deliverable either alone or with a partner. It is determined by the team that the team leader role might need to have another person step in and take the lead while the shift coordinator finishes another obligation. The team meets with the shift coordinator, and it's determined in the best interest of the team to have a nurse manager lead the team until the shift coordinator is able to be a more active participant.
Individual member contribution. Because leadership is shared in high-performance teams, and each team member must be willing and able to take action, it is required that each member have a solid handle on their ability to independently provide value and a strong self-image. The ability to trust is generated by securing self-knowledge and competence. Trust develops in high-performance teams as members learn the value of interconnected unique skills and contributions required for high performance. Such recognition leads to commitment to a unified set of high performance goals. This commitment is shared, but the true value for high performance comes when individual team members are readily willing to sacrifice personal gain for the benefit of the team. High performance teams display high levels of diversity of thought and action. This requires that each member remain flexible and keep an open attitude that welcomes the ideas of other members.
The electronic bedboard team has now been meeting for 8 weeks, of which one of the nurse managers has been leading the team. The team has stayed on task and all deliverables have been delivered on time. At each team meeting, there is a sense of unity and clear purpose. The meetings are focused and end before the allotted time. At the last meeting, one of the unit clerks stated that she was delaying a promotion for the next 4 weeks to be able to complete her deliverable for the team. The housekeeping manager stated that it wouldn't be necessary since she could step in and partner with the remaining unit clerk to complete the workflows. Think about this. Is what the unit clerk did in line with high-performance teaming? Also, is what the housekeeping manager did in line with high-performance teaming?
Team processes. Due to the typical composition of high-performance teams, members are frequently people who have gained recognition for work they have done as individuals. Coordination becomes a key issue and must be developed and maintained by all members. The key for high-performance teams is to have each member take ownership of an issue or process that requires the input of other members. This can only evolve via sound and continual open communication, which serves as a core requirement for high-performance teams. Communication should be appropriately structured and focused on the team's mission. Cohesion for high-performance teams requires that members cooperate interdependently around the activities linked to high performance. Cohesion increases with continual performance feedback, which is a required component for HPT. Team members should have the opportunity to offer and receive feedback and feed forward on a regular and consistent basis. This supports addressing issues prior to affecting team dynamic. Decision-making for high performance requires members to be fully informed and be included in the decision-making processes. The ability to deal with conflict that fosters creative force is another characteristic of high-performance teams.
Rather than shy away from conflict, team members value the opportunity to address conflicting issues, values, and processes as they seek to forge ahead in meeting their mission. Although it is not required that HP team members become close friends, the ability to treat each other in a civil and respectful manner is key to high performance. Solid professional relationships trumps friendships as a required component for high performance. In order for a team to create and maintain the synergy required for high performance, members must embrace its diversity of skills, knowledge, and personalities rather than its level of friendship.
Activity 2, nurturing a high performance team. Now that we have investigated structure, individual contribution, and process areas for high performance teaming, you are challenged to propose specific ways to include elements in each of these areas into an HIT environment. If you were a member of an HIT team that sought to perform at the highest levels, how would you structure the team? What standards would you suggest be placed on individual member contribution? And what processes would you want to put in place for the team? Sustaining high performance. Sustaining high performance, as mentioned in the introduction to this unit, is not always possible. And even when it is, it doesn't last forever. Still, there are things teams can do to set themselves up for a sustained period of high performance. They can also use these elements to prepare for other high performance activity in the future. We will look more deeply at each of these areas on the subsequent slides. Accept reality. In order to strive for high performance, teams need to accept the hard facts about present situations and how those situations may impact future consequences. Exploring what may be avoided may well clarify for team members elements that are stopping them from taking decisive action. Don't be afraid to ask the questions others are not asking. In fact, someone on the team should be seeking out such questions on a consistent basis. Probe if team members are afraid of admitting failure, looking inadequate or incompetent, or appearing vulnerable. Embracing what we fear most often frees us to act upon it. In order to overcome the types of fears listed above, it is important to take action. Make plans to move on key issues and assign responsibilities for such to specific team members.
In the electronic bedboard scenario, one of the key components is that the team isn't aware of the dollar amount that the hospital is willing to commit to the project. Several of the additional expenses that the team needs to present to the board are training on the system, additional licenses, additional hardware, support for the users after implementing the application. Here is something to think about. The team leader has asked the team for their input on how best to address these questions to the board. How would you answer?
Developing a compelling saga. High-performance teams look to outperform everyone else, including themselves. They reach higher than even they thought was possible. This type of all-encompassing engagement is built upon a compelling saga or story that the team shares. Sometimes this is developed and pronounced by the team leader, sometimes the company executive or director of the unit. The important elements of a saga are that it clearly illustrates a common passion for the team. That is, every member of the team can easily assimilate the saga and become a witness to its value. Engagement of the team members becomes everyone's responsibility, as they each challenge each other to behave in ways that help them push the team further. Developing these behaviors into a standard code can often help to align the activities of team members to the saga.
The electronic bedboard team is quickly becoming known as the team that wouldn't quit. Think about the circumstances, everything that we've discussed before, that would give this team the label of the team that wouldn't quit.
Drop your tools. One of the limiting functions of most teams is their reliance on tools when they should be relying on the capabilities of the team members and the team itself. High-performance teams are truly gestalt in their accomplishments. That is, the team performance is greater than the sum of the performances of the individual team members. The ability to protect against a type of tool seduction, where the tool becomes more important than the outcome, is critical for high-performing teams. Keeping an enhanced focus on ideas and striving for their application will help a team toward high performance. as will keeping a continuous check on the temptation for letting tools run the show. Tools should be chosen and used only when they meet the specific challenges of the task. Rarely will tools alone provide a team with the benefits of high performance. Criteria for selecting tools should be carefully established, reviewed, and maintained by the team. High-performance teams keep outcomes and accountability as the prime targets, not merely throwing tools at the challenges they face.
Several times during the project on the electronic bed board, the team was unable to meet face-to-face. It was determined to have a conference call to continue to meet during those specific meetings. The conference calls took place, but afterwards, when talking about what was missing, it was decided that this team worked best being in the same physical location. The flow of conversation and ideas were much more tuned in than over a conference line.
Seek humility. Great leaders and high-performance teams have humility in common. Neither could emerge nor exist without this personal attribute. As soon as a team or any of its members begins to demonstrate arrogance, the seeds of destruction are evident. Those seeds will not lead to high performance. In order to protect the capacity to seek humility, a team needs to accept it as a necessary value to uphold and support. The team should challenge members who tend to wax on eloquence to show how smart they are rather than offer relevant substance to meet the needs of the team.
In the same light, high-performance teams will not allow members to display arrogant or disrespectful behavior. One way to keep a team honest on this important dimension is to institute a regular reporting structure where members provide evidence of the dumbest thing that they've done. This tends to keep members grounded in the reality of their personal shortcomings and supports the value of the power of the team. It keeps the focus on the team's goals rather than on personal accomplishments.
Build partnerships. The foundation for high-performance teams is built on partnerships with others, both internal and external to the team. Because high-performance teams, by definition, attempt to go where others have not gone before, it is vital that teams support individual failure and requests for help by their team members who have stretched beyond their capabilities. Asking for help should not be viewed as a form of weakness, but should be expected by members of a high-performance team. This inner team partnering should be valued as normal practice. At times, the team itself may be stretched beyond their reach and may require the assistance of other partners outside the team. Finally, it is important that high-performance teams seek to include all members within the team as partners and to exclude any individual from the team who does not want to partner to achieve the goals of the team.
The electronic bedboard team became a high-performance team by encouraging partnering with someone on the team to succeed in delivering the deliverable that was charged to them. These partnerships and the goodwill it forged will last a long time after this team has disbanded. The ability to partner is a skill that can be used on future teams as well, regardless of their composition or charge.
Principle perseverance. In order to continue to promote achievement of high performance, teams need to develop a culture of principled perseverance. Team members should challenge each other regarding commitment to the team's mission and processes, as well as the ground rules for member behavior. Teams should hold their members accountable for individual effort and agreed upon actions. Individuals should be held accountable to report any personal struggles they are having in meeting their assigned tasks. Oftentimes, teams will fall into a state of equilibrium where politeness and humor are used to refrain from rocking the boat. But many times, to achieve high performance requires that boats are rocked. For this reason, any attempts to cover issues within the team or relieve any discomfort should be met directly and immediately by the team members. Of course, any team issue that is internal to the team process should be kept that way, internal. Speaking out of class should not be tolerated if a team is seeking high performance.
The electronic bedboard team has sustained multiple setbacks and continued to stay the course of the charge. no team member ever talked outside of the team about negative issues that occurred within the team. No one knew that the team leader was replaced or that the housekeeping manager was partnering with the remaining unit clerk. The team members were able to raise their objections to the direction of the new leader regarding the proposal to the board with passion and humor. The team decided how they wanted to pursue the proposal, not the team leader.
Ultra preparation. All good teams need to be prepared. High performance teams need ultra preparation. Ben Franklin once said, "If you fail to plan, plan to fail." For high performance teams, the statement might better read, "Preparation leads to performance. Ultra preparation is required for high performance." Remember that high performance is extraordinary by design. This means that ordinary preparation techniques will not position your team for extraordinary performance. Ultra preparation can be achieved by heeding some key guidelines.
Teams desiring high performance should remain open to new experiences, being careful not to prematurely close any available pathway to success. This means being diligent in examining diverse scenarios toward outstanding accomplishment of their mission. It means seeking ways to maximize the use of individual and collective intuitive responses to challenges. It means developing a team value towards visionary optimism, where the team members repeatedly find ways to discover silver linings in storm clouds. Finally, high-performance teams exhibit a consistent ability to seek challenges where normal teams may run from the problems. High-performance teams rarely turn away from a challenge, although they may agree to recycle through ultra-preparation several times before proceeding down a certain path.
Activity 3, sustaining a high-performance team. We have taken a look at 7 dimensions that include methods and techniques required to sustain an environment within a team that enables the team to achieve high performance. Assuming you are a member of an HIT team, your task is to identify an initial step for each dimension that could be used to sustain high performance for your team. In doing so, you will list 7 key activities that should be implemented by your team. Which of these 7 do you think will be most difficult? Which will be easiest? Why? Conclusion. You have now gained an appreciation for the challenges and benefits of building, nurturing, and sustaining a high-performance team. You should be able to develop a working knowledge of high performance, identify key criteria for high-performance teaming, and propose a team structure that enables high performance.